Books on Tape presents Fadeaway Girl by Martha Grimes, read by Kim I Guest. The saying goodbye on the edge of the dark and cold to an orchard so young in the bark reminds me of all that can happen to harm an orchard away at the end of the farm. I wish I could promise to lie in the night and think of an orchard's arboreal plight. When slowly, and nobody comes with a light, its heart sinks lower under the sod. But something has to be left to God. Robert Frost, Goodbye and Keep Cold. Red, Red Robin. Chapter 1. We were talking about the kidnapped baby. Me, Emma Graham, age 12, standing in my great-aunt's room with a tray under my arm. Her, Aurora Paradise, who never left the fourth floor, probably wouldn't even if someone shouted, Fire! The fourth floor of the Hotel Paradise is made up of only four rooms. These are her domain. One is her bedroom, but I've never actually seen her in it. Maybe she never goes to bed. Maybe she sleeps in her chair. Or maybe she doesn't sleep. She's so stubborn. Aurora Paradise stirred the straw around in what remained of her rumba, a drink I had fashioned from rum and banana. It was 5 o'clock, the cocktail hour, a time that was held in as high esteem as Sunday communion with wine and wafers. Only here it was rum, gin, and whiskey. I was the chief drink maker.
What, baby?